America, and he's unplugged.
So listen to this.
The all-new Todd Starnes Show.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Here's your host, Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. It's hour three. Been a busy Monday, a lot going on, and we've got a lot happening this hour of the show. Coming up in just a little bit, we have our good friends Diamond and Silk. They're going to weigh in on the big stories of the day. But first, I want to talk to you about probably one of the most powerful campaign ads I have seen thus far. Many of you know the name Congressman Bradley Byrne. He has been a guest on this radio program, and he is a great American patriot. He is running for the United States Senate, and I think he would be a terrific senator for the good people of Alabama. This man is a patriot, and his brother served in the military. And he has something to say about people like Colin Kaepernick and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. I want you to listen to the congressman's campaign ad.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I can't bring him back. I miss him every day. It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I will not let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate. I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
And on the Newsmaker line right now, Congressman Bradley Byrne. Congressman, great to have you with us, sir.
Todd, it's really great to be with you.
So listening to that ad, I mean, I can feel the passion in your voice. I mean, this was what happened on 9/11. It was personal for every single American in this country. And I think you're absolutely right. I think you nailed it here. What she is doing and what he is doing, they are cheapening what happened on that day.
Yeah, that was a calamitous day for our country. I mean, I don't care who you are, where you were. It was just a tragedy. And a lot of people in this country suffered as a result of it. Some of them suffered that day. Some of them, wearing the uniform of the United States of America, suffered and perhaps lost their lives afterwards. And now we have these people who have so little regard for our country and the sacrifices that gave us what we have today, that they would get up and say some of the things that they said just in the last couple of days, both Omar and Kaepernick, just in the last couple of days. You know, I've had it, and I think everybody else that I've talked to in America have had it as well. And we're speaking up and pushing back.
Yeah, when you hear someone like Colin Kaepernick, he just flat out called our U.S. troops terrorists who were targeting black and brown people. How do you respond to something like that as an elected leader?
Well, first of all, remember, we also went after a guy named Milosevic over there in the Balkans when he was going after Muslims. I mean, we have stood up for right regardless of the color of people's skin or their religion for decades now, going back to World War II and before that, World War I. So he doesn't even know his facts right. And she regularly speaks without understanding what she's saying and clearly does not appreciate the values of this country or what this country has done going back generations for the principles that make us who we are. So they have the right to say whatever they want to say. They've got a right to free speech in this country. Fine. So do I. So do you. So the rest of us need to start speaking out and pushing back. We have had enough of these people. It is time for us to stand up for this country and stand up strong.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, Congressman. And it concerns me because you have senators up on Capitol Hill like Doug Jones, Democrat from your state. There's really no telling at the end of the day when push comes to shove where he's going to stand, which is why it's so important that we have someone like yourself representing the state of Alabama in the Senate.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I'm running, in addition to what I just said that you heard in the commercial, is that we don't have a senator in Judge Jones who reflects the values and principles of the people of the state of Alabama. I mean, he speaks out for gun control. He speaks out for abortion. He votes against the wall. He votes against Judge Kavanaugh. That does not reflect Alabama. Let me just assure you, Doug Jones' voting record does not reflect our state. So we need a senator that's from Alabama and for Alabama and will reflect Alabama values in Washington. And I'm running to be that senator.
It appears as though House Speaker Pelosi is going to try and stop the president from using force. And I got to tell you, Congressman, it's one of those moments where you have to choose sides. You're either with us or you're with the enemy here. And doing something like this, it's very clear to me that their hatred of the president is so great that they're going to stand with the enemy here.
Well, you look at some of the comments that some of them have made, you got to wonder, as I said the other day about Ilhan Omar, which side is she on? You know, you're right. This is one time that you stand up and you make yourself be counted. Now, if you've got concerns about how we're going to handle this going forward, you're a member of Congress, you have those concerns, I understand that. And we have an obligation, the administration has an obligation to brief us and all that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, I don't think it takes a whole lot of briefing to understand what's going on here. This guy, Soleimani, is responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of people around the world and hundreds of American servicemen and women. And he was directly behind that attack on our embassy last week, and an attack on our embassy is an attack on the United States. And that will not go unanswered.
And Congressman, quite frankly, many of those thousands that were slaughtered were, in fact, black and brown people.
Absolutely. Many of them were Muslims. I mean, this is a vicious person. He has had no regard for human life. And we had an opportunity to take out the most dangerous man in Iran, maybe the most dangerous man in the world. And we did it. And we're supposed to be apologetic about that? I don't think so.
And here's what gets me, Congressman, the questions the mainstream media ought to be asking. I would like to see President Bush in front of the television cameras explaining why he chose not to take this guy out. I'd like to see Barack Obama before the TV cameras explaining the same thing here. The fact of the matter is, this guy should have been taken out a long time ago, and there's no telling how many lives could have been spared had that happened.
Well, there are some people that worked in the Obama administration who've spoken out in the last couple of days who said that they were looking for ways to take him out. So they were trying to do it. They just didn't have the capabilities or perhaps just the sheer willpower of this president to go pull the trigger and get the job done. Well, we've done it. The world is safer because we did it. We've got a heightened threat matrix right at the moment. But we took an important step to send a signal all throughout the Middle East. And people understand there's a new sheriff in town.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Where can folks go to get more information about the campaign?
It's bradleyburn.com, BRADLEYBYRNE.com.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Good luck to you out on the campaign trail. Powerful ad, and you're welcome back on this program anytime.
Thank you, Todd. It's great to be with you.
All right. Great American patriot right there. And you folks in Alabama, this is the guy that you need to be sending to Capitol Hill to represent you in the United States Senate. No doubt about that. All right, look, here's what we need to do. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to pay some bills here. We're going to get to your calls, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu.
America is on the verge of another civil war. Socialism is on the rise. Free speech is under assault. People of faith are facing persecution. Can America be saved? Best-selling author Todd Starnes answers that question in his new book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Sean Hannity says Todd's book is a must-read for gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables. Franklin Graham called Culture Jihad a gripping account of how to restore American greatness. Get an autographed limited edition copy of Culture Jihad right now on ToddStarnes.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What are you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity through the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Get it today on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher leads the disciple into a desert ravine where they sit down, and the teacher makes a mark in the sand and reveals the power of the Yud. The Yud is the smallest letter in the Hebrew language, not much more than a dot or an apostrophe. And yet this smallest letter is perhaps the most significant, for it's the Yud that begins the sacred name of God, Yahweh. And the name of God's nation, Israel, and the holy city, Jerusalem, and the name of salvation, Yeshua, Jesus. What does that reveal? In God, the greatest things begin with the smallest of strokes and actions. If you want to live a life of greatness, begin by taking the smallest of steps. Begin with a Yud of greatness, one small step. Take a Yud of victory, a Yud of faith, a Yud of that journey. For the greatest of things begin with a Yud.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
All right, folks, there is a breaking news bombshell in the impeachment trial. This is the headline from foxnews.com. John Bolton, the president's former national security advisor, says he will now testify in a Senate impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. So that this is the breaking news of the hour. John Bolton says he is going to testify. I'm not quite sure where he's going with all of this, because Bolton has been very supportive of the Trump administration's policies with regard to Iran. So I'm not quite sure where this goes, but certainly a lot of nervous folks up on Capitol Hill. And the issue here is, will he be subpoenaed? And that would be beyond a shadow of a doubt if Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has his way. They would love for him to testify. But who knows? We'll see how all of this plays out. But certainly some shenanigans underway there in the impeachment, in the looming impeachment trial. If Nancy Pelosi ever sends the articles of impeachment over, here are we. What is it? January the 6th. And she still has not sent over the articles of impeachment to the Senate. She is, in fact, colluding to stop the the articles of impeachment. It's just unbelievable what she's doing here. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's talk to John, listening to us on the great WRWH. Hi, John, what's on your mind?
Happy New Year, my brother in Christ. How you doing?
Happy New Year to you too, John. Great to have you call in.
Todd, the last time I read, they say there's like 240 million Christians in the United States. And if that were true, every election that we had, there wouldn't be anybody voted in the office that believed in killing babies every year like they do, and believe in homosexual marriage like so many of them believe. It wouldn't vote people in office like that. And I think the main problem is, out of that 240 million, we don't know how many say they're Christian, but they're not Christian. Because just because you go to church every Sunday, you're not a Christian. Just because you put $1,000 in the plate every Sunday, you're not a Christian. If you get baptized in water, that doesn't mean you're a Christian. You know what the Bible says, and I know what the Bible says about being, you know, we have to be born again.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, John, a lot of people are just not living out the tenets of their beliefs, and you've got a lot of major denominations around the country that are under attack. I mean, look at what's happening now with the United Methodist Church about to split over an issue that the Bible is very clear about with regard to marriage being between one man and one woman.
Yeah, I heard a preacher on TV last night talking about it, and he said he had a dream about the Methodist Church, and he said in his dream he could see the lake of fire, and there was a man that kept pulling people up, looking at their faces. And the devil said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm looking for my preacher."
Oh, geez, hello. Well, we've got a guy on. John, you're gonna want to listen later on this hour. We have a guy named Mark Tooley, who is, I believe, he is a Methodist. He heads up the Institute on Religion and Democracy, and he's been fighting the good fight there with the Methodist for quite some time now. And of course, the United Methodists announcing late Friday that they were actually going to, you know, recommend splitting the denomination over gay marriage. You know, if you go back in time, John, you know, there was a moment in not so recent history when the Methodist and the Baptist were pretty evangelical, and you know, their beliefs, you know, there were some differences, but you know, they were a people of the book, as they say. But that's certainly not the case nowadays.
Yeah, I was a Methodist for a long time, and I was in a evangelical Methodist church, and I never believed this would ever happen to the Methodist church, but the devil's at work, isn't he?
Well, yes, you're right about that, John, and I appreciate your call, by the way. And we did not, again, this happened right after our show went off the air Friday, when word came down that the United Methodists were looking at splitting their denomination over the issue of gay marriage and whether or not to ordain gay people into the ministry. And we are going to talk to Mark Tooley about that a little bit later this hour of the show. But I am curious, you know, we have a lot of Methodists out there in the listening audience, and I know that many members of my family consider themselves to be Methodist, and they are devastated, just devastated by what's happened to their denomination. And they feel as though their denomination has been overrun by the sex and gender revolutionaries. And it's very clear to me what happened. When you stop believing that the Bible is the infallible word of God, when you start casting doubt on that, then that's when the leftward lurch begins. And it happens very quickly. But when you look back, what, 50, 60 years ago, the Methodists were a conservative denomination. They were a thriving denomination, growing. And there was a reason why they have seen such a massive decline. And I'm not quite sure I understand the split here, and maybe Mark Tooley can help us out when he comes on the show. But it seems to me that the conservative Bible-believing Methodists are getting the short end of the stick here. But there's something even bigger. Again, there's something even bigger here, because most of the people who are standing against gay marriage are, in fact, the African churches in the United Methodist Church. So the International United Methodist Church is much, much more conservative and Bible-believing than the average American United Methodist. And I want to get into the nuances of all of this, but this is a very big story for the rest of us, because this is once again a former evangelical denomination, Bible-believing denomination, that is falling by the wayside, and they have been overrun by the sex and gender revolutionaries. They have come into the church, come into the Methodist church, and they're telling these people, you have to ignore the Bible's teachings on marriage and gay ordination. You have to ignore those values. You have to reject those values. That's exactly what they're doing. And this is going to be an issue that is going to impact every single church in America. I'm telling you, folks, you may not think that debate is coming to your congregation. You may say, well, you know, I'm a Southern Baptist, or I'm an Assemblies of God. I'm telling you, you better wake up, because the sex and gender revolutionaries are coming after your denomination next. As a matter of fact, the groundwork has already been laid. And we'll do, you know what, we will do a show on that issue somewhere in the very near future, because this is a huge, huge issue. And so the question for you, for the United Methodist, and those of you listening to us on the program who happen to be Methodist, what do you do? Do you just turn over the keys to all the church houses, to the sex and gender revolutionaries, or do you stay and fight? What do you do? Because based on the agreement we saw, and of course this has to all be voted on, I think in May is when they're gathering for their big meeting, Minneapolis. What do you do? Do you take the $25 million cash and all the conservative Methodist bolt, or do you stay and fight? 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. I would be interested in hearing from Methodist and Christians at large over this. How are you preparing to defend your church from the onslaught of the sex and gender revolutionaries? And I hesitate to use the phrase LGBT community, because a lot of people in that community, they don't care what happens in your church. What do they care? They just want to be left alone. But there are radicals out there, sex and gender revolutionaries, and I'm telling you, there is a day coming when they will try to ban the Bible, and I know it sounds ludicrous, but mark my words. 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
This is Dr. Richard Land, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Welcome to Bringing Every Thought Captive. I was asked by a colleague recently, what are the core teachings of moral responsibility in your faith tradition? I'm going to share with you what I shared with him. In response to the Pharisees' question, Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law? Jesus responded, and I quote from Matthew chapter 23, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. What a wonderfully succinct but comprehensive answer Jesus gave. First, the word translated love is agapao for agape love, which is the highest form of love, an in spite of kind of love, which is revealed in the New Testament to be a fruit of the Holy Spirit produced in the hearts of yielded disciples. Second, the answer perfectly encapsulates the eternal truth embodied in the Ten Commandments, found in Exodus chapter 20. Third, it gives primacy to our vertical relationship with God, as do the first four of the Ten Commandments. Fourth, the answer then moves inevitably to the consequent horizontal moral responsibilities to our fellow human beings, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Once again, agapao is used, the love that 1 Corinthians defines for us, the love that never fails. In fact, the Apostle Paul has left us in 1 Corinthians 13 a divine definition of the agape love with which we are to love our neighbors. And I quote, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." For more information about Southern Evangelical Seminary, it's not too late to enroll for the spring semester. Go to ses.edu. This is Richard Land.
Tomorrow starts a new year, a new beginning. Genesis chapter 1 says, "In the beginning, God created." You see, there's nothing in this world, people or things, that God did not create. Heaven and earth, sun and moon, yes, human life itself, and above all, salvation and new life with Christ, all created by Him and for Him. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network and another timely Stand in the Gap Minute. As we enter a new year, let's look around and be reminded that all we see, touch, and feel was created by God alone in the beginning. And if all creation sings His praise, shouldn't we praise Him too and thank Him that He is the God of new beginnings? Singing praise to God starts with recognizing Jesus Christ as Creator God. Do you know Him? You can. Let 2020 be the year that you and I praise the name of Jesus Christ as Creator and Redeemer. Join with us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the students are sitting around a campfire when the teacher opens up the mystery of the Zoroa. The Bible says that God created the universe by using something called the Zoroa. And by the Zoroa, He saved His people out of Egypt. By the Zoroa, it says, salvation will come to the world. What is the Zoroa? Isaiah 53 says in Hebrew, "To whom has the Zoroa of the Lord been revealed?" Then it reveals it. The Zoroa is Messiah, the one who suffers for our sins, is broken, crushed, dies to save us. The Zoroa is the arm and the power of the Almighty. What does that mean? The power of the Almighty is the cross, is the Lamb. The power of the Almighty is love. So walk in that power, live in that power, because the Zoroa is the love of God, and there is no greater power in this world than that.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University.
Do you follow the Babylon Bee? Any of you folks out there, it's a satirical website, sort of like The Onion for those of us who are conservative and people of faith. And wow, they really got under the skin of the lefties, posting an item today announcing that the Democrats had ordered the flag over the Capitol building to fly at half staff in honor of Iranian General Soleimani. Oh, jeez, Alu. But I got to tell you, the reason why we're all laughing is because we know that there is a lot of truth there. Well, on the Newsmaker line, our good friends, Diamond and Silk. Ladies, Happy New Year to you.
Oh, Happy New Year to you.
I have to tell you, ladies, the attacks coming at this president And what Colin Kaepernick did, we were talking about this earlier in the show, blasting our troops, calling them terrorists. I mean, how do you respond to that kind of nonsense?
Well, you know, you don't respond. You ignore race baiters, haters, and agitators. Mm-hmm. And that's what Colin Kaepernick is. Listen, we stand behind the president. He was protecting America and the American people. This man, terrorist, killed over 600 Americans, mm-hmm. have killed people, I mean, slaughtered them in his country and beyond. And you have the left. You have the left-wing media, you have this left-wing Congress, this Democrat Congress, wanting to mourn his death as if he was something great. I'm sorry. Instead of mourning him, his death, they should have been celebrating the lives of Americans that was going to be saved.
That's
because
right.
This man was planning attacks on America and on other countries, and that's sad.
And now, of course, you have CNN out there, and they're saying they're accusing the president of war crimes because the president wants to go out there and target the Iranian cultural sites. Seems to me, ladies, they're more concerned about statues getting blown up than American soldiers getting blown up.
Right. Yeah. What about American lives?
What about our embassies?
Yeah.
See, what people don't understand, embassies in these countries, that's like American soil.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go there and you do something terroristic, we are going to retaliate.
That's right.
And listen, long gone are the days where you think this president is going to draw a line in the sand. We ain't playing with crayons and coloring books.
That's right.
We're playing with American lives. This man took a life. Okay, this is what happened.
That's right.
You was in on the plot of taking a life, and we're not having this. And let me just say this here. President Trump have been trying to give Iran a chance,
mm-hmm.
you know, because remember when they shot down the drone?
Mm-hmm.
President said, well, it was no American lives lost. Okay, we can get another drone. You know, they keep testing the waters. They keep pushing the paper over the edge until it falls.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And so you took an American life. Okay, well, you asked for it. So now the ball is in their court,
yeah.
Not in our court. We've already made a statement. The president has the United States of America looking strong. What's sad to me is when you see these Democrats trying to make us look weak and trying to make
That's
it
right.
look like what the president did he shouldn't have done. Well, how do you go after a terrorist? See, let me tell you what Democrats, what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They want to say, we're going to hunt down the terrorists. We're going to go after the terrorists so that they can spend billions and billions of American taxpayer dollars in hunting down the terrorists, only for some of that money to come back and end up in their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They could have been caught bin Laden. You know, they was up under his the radar. But nobody wanted to go in and get him because you know why? They wanted to continue to spend billions upon billions because
yep.
we gonna get him. Only for that money to probably end up in somebody else's pocket.
That's right. And time out for Nancy Pelosi whining like a little baby because President Trump didn't get approval, didn't consult to her about what he was planning on doing. But guess what, Ty? He didn't even consult Soleimani. So Soleimani didn't even know what was coming for him. So don't be mad at Donald J. Trump.
Well, listen, let me just say something. With this Democrat Congress, how they're turning on the president, they act a lot like traitors to us. That's my own personal opinion.
Uh-huh.
Listen, my First Amendment right allowed me to have it. And so why would he go and sit down and talk to them? Why would he talk to Adam Schiffity Schiff?
Mm-hmm.
Kill Sinek Schiffity Schiff when Adam is Schiff is a leaker.
He's a leaker.
And a liar.
Yes.
Why would he sit down and talk to Nancy Pelosi?
That's right.
To let them know.
And let's not forget about the plant that's sitting right there on the foreign committee. Omar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let's not forget what's going on right there with her and who she have ties to.
Right.
So let's not forget that she is sitting. Nancy Pelosi appointed her to the foreign committee, you all. Okay?
And then she's taken up for a terrorist.
That's right.
This is concerning.
Like, yes.
Like, everybody should look at this here. These are Democrat Congress members that's supposed to represent districts with Americans, that Americans live in. And they sitting up, they don't care about you getting your head chopped off as
mm-hmm.
an American. They don't care about you getting killed or blown up as an American.
Uh-huh.
They sitting up here advocating, tolerating, and
that's
loving
right.
a terrorist
yeah.
instead of loving the American people. Listen, first it was illegal aliens.
Uh-huh.
Then it's MS-13. Now it's terrorists. They don't have no room for the American people yet. They can pay American tax dollars.
That's right.
Well, you know, ladies, it seems to me, I know Colin Kaepernick is still unemployed.
Oh.
Seems to me that Kaepernick might want to put in an application over in Iran, because I do understand they've got an opening in the military right now.
Well, maybe, maybe that's what he needs to do.
Him and a lot more.
Yeah, that's right. I'm tired of these people talking about they don't like our policies, they don't like America, but they make millions and millions of dollars in America. Well, then go somewhere where you like it.
That's right. You got the money to move.
Mm-hmm. Go somewhere where you like it. Uh-huh. Listen, we can't, our president, don't be trying to... They expect for him to look weak. Listen, if our embassy would have been blown up and American life taken and the president wouldn't have acted.
That's right.
Then they would have said something about that. He's darn if he do, darn if he don't.
That's right. And that's not even talk about the money that Obama gave Iran.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what you give it to them for?
Mm-hmm.
What interest do these Democrats have over there in Iran for them to be taken up for Iran and down in the American people?
Well, you know, Obama drew a line in the sand and gave them $150 billion.
Uh-huh.
President Trump didn't take no truck of money up over there. He took a drone and some missiles up over there.
That's right.
Not no money. Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies, let's talk real quick about a big event coming up. DiamondandSilk.com is the website, folks. The Chit Chat Tour, you've got a big pro-life brunch coming up on January 25th. Tell our listeners about what's happening.
Yes, it's a pro-life brunch coming up on January the 25th. You can get your tickets at chitchattour.com. We're doing it Diamond and Silk style, and we're talking about the ins and out about abortion, Listen, Planned Parenthood used that abortion to eliminate and get rid of black babies. I think this is a conversation that we should have. And we're going to talk about how you need to say yes to life.
That's right.
Say yes to life. So it's a pro-life brunch, January 25th. Get your tickets at chitchattour.com. That's chitchattour.com. We want to see your face in the place.
That's right.
Oh, it's a great place, too. Trump International Hotel, folks. If you haven't been to Trump International, you got to get yourself there. They really know how to throw a good party, so we know it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, ladies, we're going to have to end it there. Diamond and Silk, of course, the big event coming up January 25th at Trump International, chitchattour.com. You can get your tickets. Ladies, it's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Great ladies right there. Great American patriots, too. And, folks, if you are pro-life, if you care about the pro-life movement, you're going to want to get to this event and get involved and get engaged. And by the way, I've already seen, I'm on the website, and they've already started listing cities. And all it says is coming soon. So we don't know what's going to happen, but maybe the Chit Chat Tour is coming to these cities. Scottsdale, Arizona, Rancho Mirage, California, Raleigh, North Carolina, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Jacksonville, Florida, Irvine, California. That's, folks, if you live in those communities, you better get ready because it looks like a lot of fun is coming to town. All right. Look, we've got to take a break. We've got to pay some bills. Coming up, we're going to be talking about this huge split within the United Methodist Church. What are you doing? And what is your church and your church denomination doing to fight back against the sex and gender revolutionaries? 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
America is on the verge of another civil war. Socialism is on the rise. Free speech is under assault. People of faith are facing persecution. Can America be saved? Best-selling author Todd Starnes answers that question in his new book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Sean Hannity says Todd's book is a must-read for gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables. Franklin Graham called Culture Jihad a gripping account of how to restore American greatness. Get an autographed limited edition copy of Culture Jihad right now on ToddStarnes.com.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect, That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher leads the disciple into a desert ravine where they sit down, and the teacher makes a mark in the sand and reveals the power of the Yud. The Yud is the smallest letter in the Hebrew language, not much more than a dot or an apostrophe. And yet this smallest letter is perhaps the most significant, for it's the Yud that begins the sacred name of God, Yahweh. And the name of God's nation, Israel, and the holy city, Jerusalem, and the name of salvation, Yeshua, Jesus. What does that reveal? In God, the greatest things begin with the smallest of strokes and actions. If you want to live a life of greatness, begin by taking the smallest of steps. Begin with a Yud of greatness, one small step. Take a Yud of victory, a Yud of faith, a Yud of that journey. For the greatest of things begin with a Yud.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Just delighted to have you with us today. By the way, now would be a great time to start out the new year with a free subscription to the Toddcast podcast. It's like one of the top conservative podcasts in America. It's really kind of shocking that this has happened in just such a short amount of time. But you folks have done a terrific job of supporting the radio show and the podcast. So if you miss one of the interviews, you can just go back, listen to it free of charge at your own convenience, toddstarnes.com. And you can get the podcast, by the way, on so many different platforms, from iHeartRadio to TuneIn to Apple iTunes. And again, free of charge, which is the operative word. All right, I want to go right to the Newsmaker line. Really excited to have Mark Tooley with us. He is the president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy. And Mark, I know you've been following these developments for years regarding the United Methodist Church. Welcome. First of all, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Great to be with you.
Mark, I want to get your take on the decision that appears to be reached. And of course, it has to be voted on. Do you think this is the best course of action, a split in the United Methodist Church right now?
Yes, a division of the denomination is almost inevitable, and I think for evangelicals in a Methodist Church, that's for the good.
Why do you think that is for the good?
Well, the denomination has been controlled by liberalism not for 30, 40, 50 years, but really for 100 years, starting in the seminaries. And evangelicals have been a beleaguered subculture inside the U.S. church. The great news is overseas, the church has been growing and is very biblically focused. And so that has given evangelicals in the U.S. Important allies and a governing majority at the church's governing convention, which is why the Methodists are now deliberating an organized division as opposed to all the other mainline denominations where conservatives lost and basically had to leave as refugees.
Mark, I'm curious about who, you know, in this divorce, looming divorce, who gets what. It looks like the conservatives are going to get $25 million cash. What about the seminaries and the buildings and all of that?
Well, the seminaries aren't owned by the church. They've been liberal for many, many decades, so that's a lost cause. The church does have agencies with hundreds of millions of dollars in assets. They also have been liberal for many, many decades. Many conservatives say we're better off without them, but I think others will try to increase that $25 million number and arguing especially there needs to be more money set aside for the churches in Africa, who, of course, have more need than anyone else.
Where do you you mentioned this the split, the divide. So you said the bulk of the folks overseas are conservative. What is that going to look like numerically if the church decides to split?
My prediction is this: there are almost 13 million in the global church, 6.5 in the U.S., and the rest mostly in Africa, with some in the Philippines and Europe and Asia. I think in the end, the conservative church will include about 2.5 million in the U.S. and another 5.5 million overseas for a total global conservative Methodist church of 7 or 8 million, and then a 4 million member liberal Methodist church in the U.S.
Where did it go wrong? I remember growing up. I'm 52. And I remember growing up in Memphis. My grandparents were United Methodist, and we were Southern Baptist, our family. And so, but we would go to the United Methodist Vacation Bible School, and for all intents and purposes, it really was a Baptist church, more or less. So, what happened?
Well, as mentioned, the seminaries went liberal literally 100 years ago or more, but your average lay people, as you just noted, were unaware of that trend. But even by the early 1960s, there was a poll showing half or more Methodist clergy didn't believe in the virgin birth or the bodily resurrection of Christ. So these problems are long-standing, and actually, in many ways, evangelicals in the church are much stronger now than they would have been 30, 40 years ago.
Where do you, and really, what is the warning here for other denominations? You know, you look at the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest, non-Catholic denomination in the country. They were able to return from the brink, and yet there are signs of, critical race theory and social justice issues starting to take root in the church.
Well, no denomination or church should ever consider itself safe. And these theological threats are everywhere. And evangelicals, especially who lack a strong sense of church history, often in their innovations are making the very same mistakes that brought down the mainline Protestant world. So I hope that the Methodist experience will be an example to others and we'll learn from it. And I hope the new conservative Methodist church can exemplify what an Orthodox Protestant denomination can look like in America.
I mean, it really is shocking to see how all this went down. And I mean, in essence, that these, I call them sex and gender revolutionaries. They were telling the church, "You will conform to our way of thinking and our theology, or else."
Well, that's right, and it'll be interesting to see if the new liberal Methodist church, how long it stays together, if your founding premise is basically identity politics, and how will you cohere? I don't think they will.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Mark, but again, you sound a little hopeful, though, that perhaps the new, conservative or whatever they're going to call the evangelical wing of Methodism is, it has the potential to really grow and to maybe to see revival break out.
Well, absolutely. So Methodism has been losing members in America every year since 1964. So no current pastor has ever known a denomination that has grown. And that has been psychologically and spiritually debilitating. So I'm hopeful that the traditional Methodist church will be able to replant and re-evangelize vast regions of the country where Methodism has essentially died or imploded for the last 40 and 50 years.
Well, certainly a fascinating story, and I know we're going to want to get you on between now and whenever that vote happens, because you're right. I think this is important to the fabric of our country, and you know, you go back to the early days of America where the Baptist and the Methodist, they play a big role in shaping this country's morality.
Well, supposedly we're in a post-denominational age, and maybe we are, but I think the Methodist and the Baptist still have a very important role to play in America's society in the future.
I'm with you. Don't count us out just yet. So, right. Mark, appreciate you coming on the program. Mark Tooley, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy, and he's a good voice out there and a reasonable voice as we really fight for the heart and soul of who we are and what we are going to become as a nation. And Mark's right. We need the Baptist and the Methodist and everybody else, Catholics. We need the Presbyterians and the Pentecostals. But they're coming after all of us. And if you don't think they are, then you are living in a dream world, because this is going to be a brutal, brutal battle. And it really is for the heart and soul of who we are as a people. And I can promise you this, that conversation is not going to be had on regular radio. It's going to happen here because we believe in that, and we believe this is important for the future of our country. So look, folks, it looks like we're going to have a wild week ahead of us as we get ready for impeachment. We don't know what John Bolton is going to do, but he's offering to testify. If he is subpoenaed, he is going to testify. We have developments happening on Capitol Hill with regard to Iran. We're going to get to all of that. Of course, we're always going to take your calls. ToddStarnes.com, that's where all the activity happens after hours on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Been a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on this radio station.
America is on the verge of another civil war. Socialism is on the rise. Free speech is under assault. People of faith are facing persecution. Can America be saved? Best-selling author Todd Starnes answers that question in his new book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Sean Hannity says Todd's book is a must-read for gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables. Franklin Graham called Culture Jihad a gripping account of how to restore American greatness. Get an autographed limited edition copy of Culture Jihad right now on ToddStarnes.com.
True McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
This is Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel Today radio program, and here's what's happening in the news. Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, told the General Assembly that it's his intentions to propose a resolution about what he calls the forgotten Jewish refugees to counter one-sided focus on Palestinian refugees in the United Nations. Danon is referring to the more than 850,000 Jewish people that were forcibly removed from Arab countries like Iraq, Iran, and Libya, just to name a few. Well, here's my take. The world needs to know that the Palestinian refugee crisis doesn't compare to the Jewish refugee crisis that existed in and around 1948. Jewish people were forcibly removed from Arab countries that they lived in for more than 2,000 years. The reason you don't know about this crisis is because Israel accepted these displaced Jews as citizens long ago. Even today, Muslim countries refuse to accept Palestinians as citizens, perpetuating the Palestinian plight. To listen to our weekly program or to learn more about the Friends of Israel, visit our website, foiradio.org.